Okay, good morning, everybody. Before we get started, we just want to wish a Mazel Tov to Rabbi Rosner and Rebbetzin Rosner. They had a baby boy yesterday, so the Rav will not be here this morning. He will not be here tomorrow morning as well. He did tell me that he, Emir Tzashem, intends to be here on Thursday morning. Once again, I wish them a Mazel Tov, and we should only share Simchas together. Today's shir is sponsored by the Daskal family, L'ilu Nishmas Meir Ben Yehoshua. Okay, today's daf, Ayin Dalet, we are going to revisit many of the delights of Masechtas Yevamos, specifically the issue of Zika. The whole daf today is about Zika. So here we go. Says the Mishnah, Shomeris Yavam, a woman who is awaiting Yibum, that means she was married to somebody and he passed away without any children, right? And now she's awaiting her husband's brothers to take action. Either to do Yibum or Chalitza. Why is it called Shomeris Yavam? Because like from the pasuk of Aviv Shomeris Adavar, he waited. So she's waiting, right? She's waiting for action. Anyway, she's in that state, and the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer, says, Bain L'Yavam Echad, whether it's one Yavam, whether there's one brother, or Bain L'Shnei Yavmin, or whether there's two, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yafar. Rabbi Eliezer holds either one can be mefer. Either one. And the Gemara is going to ask, what's the logic in that? Right? How could one? So the Gemara is going to answer that one of them gave Maimer. So the one who gave Maimer has now, according to Beis Shammai, basically married her. Basically, as Beis Shammai holds, we're going to review all that. So since one of them gave him, what's Maimer? Maimer is the equivalent of what Erusin is, meaning Kedushin. Meaning, the Chachamim felt it was inappropriate for a brother, or basically the stranger, to come to this woman, and the first interaction they have with each other is a bia, is a marriage. That's a little inappropriate. Therefore, precede that with kesef, which is what we do by every other woman in the world. Same thing by a case of yibum. So the Rabbanah instituted sort of like a kedushin. That's called maimer. So we're talking about a case where he gave, according to one Amora. We're going to have another Amora. According to one Amora, which would be most of the daf, one of the brothers gave Mimer, the other brother still has the right. Right? Both of them, anyone could do it, apparently. But, maybe that's a machlokas in itself, one of them gave Mimer. Since one gave Mimer, he has basically married to her, according to Beis Shammai. Since he's basically married to her, he can be made for her Nedarim.
There's only one brother.
No, it says,
but if one gave
Mimer,
they both still have the right to
go. That's a good question, I don't know. If one gave Mimer, does the other one have the right? I don't know. That might come out in the Gemara. According to one Amora, there's another Amora that we're going to do. For sure not. According to that Amora. For sure not. What about this one? I'm not sure. Probably not. One second, you look confused. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, le'echad, if there's one brother, so that only action is going to be done by one other brother, then it's true that brother could be made for the nedarim of this woman, because he's the only brother. But, aval lo l'shnayim, but not if there's two brothers, because if there's two brothers, we don't know which one has the right to be made for. This gets into Breira. There is a machlokes here, if we're talking about the standard brera that we all know and love, that it's a retroactive designation, or, not even have to come on to that, it's just, the Torah says, isha yiferenu. Only the husband can do it. Not maybe the husband, we don't know who the husband is. We don't know yet. It's not clear. The Gemara is going to mention the words brera. The question is, it's a machlokes, does it mean really, it's hard to say this is the same case as where a guy puts two eruvs, one on the east of the city, one on the west of the city. He doesn't know where the Rav is coming to give a drasha, so he puts two Erevs and says, whichever direction the Rav comes from, that's where I want my Erev to be chal from before Shabbos. That's not the same thing, because there's nothing retroactive about this. The retroactive thing is the hafara, not the marriage.
What if all the brothers are made?
Oh, that's a machlokas. It's a machlokas we shown if all the brothers can be made for, according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Does that come on to greater then?
No, it's not real brayer. Right, so between amongst the five of you, it's going to happen. Right? That's a machlokas, if that'll work. But bapashtas, if you want to just play it simple, since the Torah says only the husband, it's only the husband, not the potential possible husband. And Rabbi Akiva. What? Yes, this is exactly the question of Zika. Right, exactly. What degree does it play? Right, right. We're going to ask in a few minutes that Tosfos is going to ask this question that Zika is only a connection, no matter what it is, only the connection to Rabbanan. Midaraisa, there's no such thing. So how could a Zika permit being made for Nadar, which is a Daraisa? What?
Wait 12 months and don't get married.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get. How could they give such a right? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to all that. So, that's two shitos. Rabbi Eliezer says, doesn't make a difference how many, they could all do it. Rabbi Yeshua says, only if there's one brother, then yes. More than one brother, nobody can. And there's a machlokas we showing them whether all of them can. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. Not one and not two. Meaning, no way. Why? Because he's going to hold, there's no Zika. Why does Rabbi Akiva have to say not one and not two? If one can't, for sure two can't. We'll explain that in a minute. Remind me to answer that.
There's no Zika because it's less kayak than an Aris.
There's no Zika. We're going to get to that also. Now, Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva. Wait a minute, Rabbi Akiva. Uma im Isha. Shekanahu la'atzmo. If in a case of a regular Kedushin, a woman off the street, you hand her a ring, harei hu made for nidareha, you now have the right to be made for her nidarim, and or maybe together with the father, that's irrelevant, if she's a nayar hamara, doesn't make a difference, but now you have the right. Isha shehiknu lo min hashamayim, so if a woman is given to you from shamayim, meaning your brother died, and now you didn't want this woman, she fell into your lap. Hashem took away your brother, and now you have to do something with her, right? So now she came to you from Shemayim. You didn't do anything. It fell into your lap. Ein odin. Shouldn't it certainly be a case sheyeh for nidareha that you should be able to be made for the nidara? Now, is that a good kavuchomer? Me logic? Is that a svara? I don't know about that. It's not so clear. What kind of logic is that? So what? That she fell from heaven. So what? Why should that be a stronger? So you were saying, Dr. Friedman, why should that be a stronger reason than a kedushin? Why should that be? Not only that, one of the mafarshim says, Rabbi Eliezer is being more machmir if you think about it, because without this din, let's say according to Rabbi Akiva's world. Who's the only person who can be made for Nadarim? The father. Now you're making a rule. No, the husband also stuck in here. The Yavam. Why? Because we're going to see why. Because of Maim or whatever. He's being more machmir. He's making it more difficult for her to get out of her neder. Without this Kal v'chomer, the father could do it. Now we're sticking another guy. It's only harder. It's not what you think at first blush. You think, really, he's allowing the father. He's allowing the Yavam. Makes it worse, not better.
I mean, it's only the case of an Ira.
It's only the case of an Ira, right, but that's what we're talking about. If it's an Ira, it's more complicated. That's what we're saying. If it's an Ira, it's more complicated. Right, the Nidre Jeruzin says that. He says he suggests this might be that the father, so to speak, gives up half his right to the new husband, who he's accepted Kedushin on behalf of. Right, if it's a Naira, he's the one who gets the Kedushin money. So he's agreeing, I want my daughter married, he's a nice boy, so I'll agree to allow this boy to share the Hafar and Adarim powers together with me. I didn't, not the brother. I never bargained for that. I mean, it's hard to say that because the Torah puts that into the system. The system is that if a brother dies, the other brother can stand in his shoes. So it's a little hard to say that the father didn't see this coming. Right, he didn't see the death coming, but he saw the potential for the brother coming.
The father doesn't get the
Maimer. Who gets the Maimer? That's a good question. That's a Yavamah's question. Right. It's a machlokas, what kind of marriage this was. Was it Erisin or Nesuin? But that doesn't... Let's assume he doesn't get the Maimer money, 100%. Right, that could be his question. He doesn't get the Maimer money, so then he's in bargain for this. Right, that could be what he's trying to say. The point is, it's a Chumrah. So, Amalor Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva answers back, okay, not true. Ima Marta Beisha, Shekona Hula Atmo, if there's a girl that you marry, a regular girl off the street that you marry, right? She'ela Cheirim Barashos, nobody else has a stake in this woman. Once you bekadesh her, she's ushered to the entire world, and that's it, it's over. Tomar Beisha, Shehiknu Lo Min HaShemayim. But wait a minute, in this case, where she fell from Shemayim, meaning the brother died, Sheyesh La'Acherim Barashus. Other people have a stake in her. Who's other people? Every one of the brothers. So says Rabbi Akiva, how can you think that falling from Shemayim is stronger and for sure gives power to the brothers to affect the Hafara? It's not true. It's weaker. Why is it weaker? There's more people that are involved that are tumbling over here. It's every brother. Right? Every brother's involved. So it's certainly weaker, says Rabbi Akiva. Amalo Rabbi Hoshua. So Rabbi Hoshua answers back to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, what are you talking about? Divarecha, what you said is true. B'shnei Yivmin. That's only this two. Ma atameshev al yavam echad. What are you going to say there's only one? What do you say there's only one brother? Right? Amar Rabbi Amar Lo, so Rabbi Akiva says back, no, you know why? Ein hayavama gemura liyavam. A yavama and a yavam don't become connected the same way. Kishem shaha arusa gemura liisha. Like arusa affects, like a woman gets affected by kedushin. Meaning, so it's a big question what that means. What this means. But before we get to this answer, the question is, What kind of a response? Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, what you're saying is only true when it comes to a case of one brother. Only true when it comes to a case of more than one brother. But if there's one brother, Rabbi Akiva, what are you talking about? So what kind of response is that? The halacha doesn't change. In other words, Rabbi Akiva's point is Rabbi Akiva's point is you can't compare a case of yibum to a case of kedushin. Yivam is weaker. Why is it weaker? Because there's more brothers. If in your life you only have one brother, that happens to be a coincidence, it's a fortuitous event that you only have one brother. That doesn't change the rule that Yivama as a general klal is weaker than Kedushin. If you only have one brother, you only have one brother. That doesn't change the rule. Oh, so that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva answers back. That's exactly what the answer means. You're still comparing apples and oranges. Happens to be that the guy only had one brother, so of course all the rights fall to only one brother? That's luck. Luck, whatever you want to call it. It's fortuitous, it happens to be, it's a quit. Whatever you want to call it. It doesn't change the rule that Yavam is weaker than Isha. It doesn't change that rule. Right? It's exactly what he's answering. So where does Daz Baal come in here? We're going to say now we're going to have a machlokas on Meroyim. What is Rabbi Yael? What's going on here? We'll just hold off on that. We'll see if it comes clear at the end of the daf. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So Bishlam Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense. Savar he holds ain zika. There's no zika. So and that's what he alluded to in the last line of the Mishnah. Right, some of the Mefarshim ask, why do you have to come on to Ein Zika? Didn't Rabbi Akiva just say that the reason I hold like I hold is because Yavam is weaker than Isha? What are you adding in Zika for? Even maybe Akiva holds there is a Zika, but it's still weaker.
That's how it's weaker.
Right, that's how it's weaker, exactly. That's how it's weaker. We're just explaining what he really meant. So Bishlam, Rabbi Akiva suffer Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva certainly must hold there is no Zika. What is a Zika? A Zika means a bond. Right, when a woman's married to a guy and the guy dies, a bond is created between that woman and the brothers. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it really makes no difference if there's one brother or more. It's just potluck how many brothers are in that family. It doesn't make a difference. Halachically doesn't change. He's going to say that Beferish and Amud Beis. Doesn't make a difference. There's no halacha that changes. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there certainly is a halacha that changes. So Rabbi Akiva holds, really ain't Zika. Yes, there's a bond. No question about it. There's a bond. She's not allowed to marry anybody else in the street until the brother either gives her chalitza or marries her. And then gives her a get, and then she's free to go. There's no question about that. However, that bond has no halachic significance. It doesn't create anything. He certainly can't be made for her nadar now, while she's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza. He has no right. He has no connection to her. She's a girl that he has to do something to her. Chalitza, Yibam, no question about it. But, it doesn't create any bond between the two of them. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita.
But clearly, Akiva, even Chayv Lav and Kedushin is not Tophis.
Right.
So there's some connection.
We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that. There's some connection, no question about it. There's some connection. However, Rabbi Yoshua Savar, Yesh Zika. Rabbi Yoshua holds, no, there certainly is a Zika. The Zika is so strong, the mamash almost like they're married, he can't even be made for her nadarim. Only when there's one brother. Right? Ella, Rabbi Eliezer, my taima. What's Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer holds that all of them can do it? All the brothers? What's pshat in that? Yesh Zika. If he holds there's a Zika, then ain Breira. The postulate is, this doesn't mean that he doesn't hold from Breira. It means there can't be Breira, because the Torah says, Isha Yiferenu, which means the husband can do it. Not, we don't know who the husband's going to be yet. It's three brothers, so either one can do Yibam. We don't know which one. Not when the brother hands her a ring, it'll be retroactive, this was the one. No, not to say, we have to come on to that. Just we need to know who it is. And we don't know who it is. Right? So if he holds this Azika, which he must, we still don't know which one it's going to be. So how can we say that all of them can be made for? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami says, Kigon sha'asa ba maimer. Where one of the brothers went ahead and gave Mimer. What's Mimer? Like we said before, Mimer is a takana de rabbanan, that you introduce yourself to this woman who's going to be your wife by first giving her kesef. Not that the first time you're with her is after already a chuppah. No, you have a kesef first. It's an introduction to the relationship. That's what we said in Yevamos. So and when we're aligned, Rabbi Eliezer Savalok Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beis Shammai, the Amri who said, Maimar Kone Kinyan Gomor. Maimar affect a complete Kinyan. We're going to see that it doesn't really affect a complete Kinyan. It's not exactly the same thing as a man walking over to a strange woman and giving her a ring. That demamish married. In every single respect. It's not like that, but it's awfully close. It's certainly closer than anyone else says. Beis Hillel or the other people in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. It's certainly closer than them. They're almost married. They're certainly married enough that he can be made for her nadar. Certainly married enough. So, the big question on the daf is, which Tosfos asks, if Zika, if this bond creates relationships, that's a relationship that's only created by Drabbanon. So how can that creation allow you to be made for nedarim that are a daraisa? The right of a husband to be made for nedarim is only a daraisa. It's in the Torah. The husband can be made for the nedarim. The bond that's created between the two is a darabanan bond. Yesh zika, ein zika, it's a darabanan. How can that bond override the din daraisa and allow this strange man to be made for her nedarim? Not married. All they have is a zika. That was Tosis's question. It is. No. Besides Mimer.
Oh, that's Darabanan too.
Anyway, it's Darabanan also.
Mimer only applies by brother. That's Darabanan.
Right, and even Beis Shammai. It's not Kedushin. What it is, we don't know, but it's not Kedushin. Even Beis Shammai, who holds that you're married, still not Kedushin. And we're going to have a Shita in Beis Shammai, what Mimer really does. Because he's going to whittle it down. That's not so chashan like we're going to think. We're going to have to give a different answer to explain Rabbi Eliezer because this Maimer business is not agreed upon by all in Beis Shammai. So I don't know if Tosfos answered that question, but Reb Chaim said as follows. Reb Chaim said, when you give a kedushin, regular kedushin, to a woman, two things are going on independent of each other. First of all, you have a kinyan. You akona her. Well, we don't want to say in America you acquired her, because that's not politically correct, but in essence that's what it is. It's an acquisition. Besides that acquisition, unrelated to that acquisition, you also have rights. Some are good, some are bad. In other words, for example, one of them is, you're now usher to marry all her relatives. By marrying this woman, it's unrelated to the kinyan, unrelated to the acquisition. It could be it's a part and parcel and they go together. You've now ushered yourself to all her relatives. Yerusha is another issue. Just because you've acquired something doesn't mean you have the rights to be Yorish, but they flow from the Kedushin. The two unrelated things. Says Reb Chaim, Zika is certainly not powerful enough to ase yourself to all her relatives. If you have a Zika bond, midaraisa, if you have a Zika bond with a woman, you can marry her sister. You're not married to her. Right? You could certainly do that. But the first aspect is certainly here. You have an acquisition with her. That kinyan, quote unquote, a kinyan, right? Kesef, kedushin, shtar, or bia, all of them affect the kinyan that you have with a woman who has a Zika, according to Rabbi Yehoshua. Therefore, you can be made for her nadarim. Because he says, in order to be made for nadarim, all you need is that one aspect. That what? You have a kinyan. The other ones, it didn't happen yet. You're not married to her yet. So you are asering ishus, asering relatives, Yerusha, all these other, tumah, all these things that come later, that come with a wife, that doesn't happen when there's only a Zika. But the acquiring part, that does happen. So therefore, you have a Zika, you can be made for her nadarim. That is connected to the acquiring part of it. Rabbi Akiva rejects all that. He says, no, there's no Zika, there's nothing. Okay. Next. Amar of Ami, so Rami says, you go to Azar of Maimar. We said that already. Now, Rabbi Yeshua will say, "Hani mili b'chad yavam." That's all. That's true by one. Avol b'shnei yivmin lo. By two, no. Why not? Mi'ikamidi. Did you ever have such a thing? D'chi asi achuhi asar aleha b'bia o b'gita u'meifar. Did you ever have a situation if a man marries a woman, and somebody else walks over to that woman and hands that woman a get? That's a joke. That's like Purim spiel. That does nothing. That's nothing. Nothing is accomplished. If Reuven's married to Rachel and a guy walks over and gives Rachel a get, it's irrelevant. What if a guy walks over and has bia with Rachel, assuming it's forced? That's also irrelevant. It's irrelevant. That doesn't affect the relationship with the husband. Who is this guy? But let's say a brother. There's three brothers, let's say, and this woman has four brothers. One brother died. Now the almana here, she's a yavo, she's a yavama, she's a waiting yibam. One of them goes ahead and gives her maimer. We'll get the chasana in a few months. Another brother now walks over and gives her a get. We learnt back in Yavamas, right, Chazara, we learnt back in Yavamas, that if a brother does that, the maimer becomes ruined. Let's say one of the brothers gives maimer, and another brother has bia with her. Now that marriage is over. That maimer is ruined. Right? You don't have that by a regular marriage. So says Rabbi Yeshua, how could two brothers, when you have two brothers, how could we let them be mefer? This relationship is on such shaky ground. One of the brothers can ruin it. One of the brothers can ruin it. When you have a real marriage, no one can ruin that. The only way to ruin that is if the husband dies or he gives her a get. When you have this situation, any of the other brothers can come ahead and ruin it. Therefore, if you have two brothers, I don't allow it. Can't be made for nadarim. That's what he says. Another brother's going to come. He's going to answer her to him, to the good brother, the one who gave maimer. How? Bebia, oh, beget, umefer. And what? The brother can still be mefer? 100% not. Now, how could that happen? The Rishash asked, what's missing from this list of get or bia? What? No. Chalitza. What if another brother went over her and gave her chalitza? That also is going to ruin the mimer. Why isn't that on the list? You know why that's not on the list? Because, what?
Yeah, that's a complete break.
You know why it's not on the list? It makes logic. Because if she accepted mimer from one of the brothers, chances are she's not running to Beis Din with another brother to do chalitza. Chances are she's not doing it. Get, it's not up to her. Guy walks over and hands it to her. Bia, also could be not up to her. But chalitza, she's got to participate. So if she accepted mimer, Mistama, she's not participating. she knows that it's going to ruin everything. So since this relationship is on such shaky ground, there's no way that if there's more than one, it's not on shaky ground at all. No one else is only one brother. But if there's two brothers, it's on such shaky ground, we cannot allow hafara to be done. Now, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds very simple. Ain't Zika? No, there's no Zika. I don't have to come on to all this lamdas. There is no Zika. There's no Zika, there's no hafara. Now, that is all of Ami, who explains the what's going on here as a case of Maimer. Right? Now, it should say Rabbi Lazar. So now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, this is already a lamdas. Rabbi Akiva said, Lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. It doesn't work not for one, not for two. Why are they both mentioned? I mean, not for one, not for two. If not for one, for sure not for two. So it's first Yon says, because it could be, let's say only one brother. Why would he give her Mimer? You know why he might give her Mimer? Because he'd rather give her Mimer than give her a get. That's much more of a respectable break than Chalitza, spitting in the shoe. It's such an embarrassment for everybody. I'll go down that road. I'll give you Mimer, and then I'll give you a get. So that Mimer is really a joke. It's not a serious Mimer. It's only a Mimer to get around embarrassment of having to go to Beretz to do a Chalitza. So maybe I would think, says Rabbi Akiva, since it's a Tiferet Zion, that maybe in that case, Mimer is a joke, and of course you can't be made for her Nedarim, because there's no relationship. The whole thing is a joke. But let's say there's two brothers, right? And really, if it's two brothers, the older one should do the Yibum. Now the younger one goes ahead and gives Mimer. That's serious business. Maybe he gave Mimer because he really wants to marry her. He has a shame Shemayim. He's going to become a wife. So even there, Rabbi Akiva says, absolutely not. There's no Zeke at all. That's why he says one and two to get out of both cases. Well,
that might be more simple.
Yeah.
I mean,
Hugh
says
one. That's the push-up shot. Exactly. Okay. Right. No. That shutfus means the father. The shutfus. Okay, could be even b'shutfus. Right. You're right. B'shutfus. Okay, because the machlok is about that. I'm sorry. You're right. Now, Ula Rabbi Elazar. This is an Amor Elazar ben Pedas who held the Amar who said Maimer lebei Shammai. Maimer. We said before that according to Rabbi Ami, Maimer according to Beis Shammai is mamish like kedushin. Mamash, like they're married in all respects. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas doesn't hold like that at all. Lazar ben Pedas says, what does Maimer do according to Beis Shammai? The only thing it does is Elidchos Bitzara. Now, okay, remember this. Let's say two brothers are married to two sisters. One brother dies. The girl, the wife, falls to other brother, Fiyibim. However, that can't happen. Why can't it happen? Because he's married to a sister. And you cannot let him marry two sisters. This is the first mission of Masechta Yevamos. So if you're married you're awaiting Yibum from a woman who's your wife's sister, no Yibum, no Chalitza, all Tzaris, it's over. That's Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. What if there's Levi also? Levi's a single guy, he's a bachelor. And now Reuben dies, and Rachel, Reuben's wife, can't go to Shimon. Shimon's married to the sister. Can Rachel go to Levi? 100%. What if Reuven and Shimon both die? They both die. They're in a car accident. They both die at the same time. Now, Rachel and Leah both fall to Levi. Min HaTorah, Levi can pick whichever one he wants to do Yibim or Chalitza. They're both Zekuka to him. They're both Zakuk to him. Midrabanan, they made up a rule. The Rabbanan made up a Gzeira that you're not allowed to do Yibim to the sister of your Zekuka. Right, whichever one you're zakuk to, you can't do yibum to the sister. Since each one's a sister of each other, you can't do yibum to either one. You can't do yibum to either one. They're both achot zikukaso. It's a gzeirah derabanan. What if Levi went ahead and did mimer on one of them? So Beis Shammai holds that if you do mimer, that'll work. And the gzeirah, this whole gzeirah thing doesn't apply. That's all mimer does according to Beis Shammai. It's all it accomplishes. Is it a full marriage and regular? No, it's not. In this one particular rare case, it'll work. So according to Rabbi Lazar, giving Mimer in a normal case doesn't do anything. According to Beis Shammai. When does Mimer help? By this case. So, Ula Rabbi Lazar to Amar. Quarter of it says, Maimer Libeshamay, Ein Kona El Lilchos Bitzara. The only thing it does is push off the Tzara, meaning, doesn't mean the Tzara here, it means the co-wife. It means the sister, right? So Rachel Leah's sisters, but Levi liked Rachel better, so he gave her Maimer. According to Beshamai, she's the sister of a Zakuka. It doesn't make a difference. He gave Maimer. That's a Kenyan Gomer. That's the only time Maimer does anything, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedath. So if that's true, what's our Mishnah talking about? According to Rabbi Eliezer, how could you be made for Nedarim, but there's more than one brother? Maimer? Maimer doesn't do anything. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, you know what we're talking about over here. What happened was, this is what you were all saying before. Bezdin, listen, this guy's schlepping. She's been a Yavama, she's been waiting for Yibam for a year. There's two brothers. As they come to this complicated two. One ran away, they don't want to go near her, they're not giving Chalitza, they're not giving Yibam, nothing. So she says, how long am I going to wait over here? I'm stuck, I'm an Aguna. How long am I going to wait? So she goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin says, listen, guys. Either do Yibam or do Chalitza. What's going on here? You know what? You have to start supporting her now. It's been long enough. You have to start supporting her. Right? The Ischayev la Mizonos. They are Mechayev Mizonos on her, on him, on one of the brothers, to start feeding her. And since they're supporting her, they have the right to make her Nedarim. Ukidirav Pinchas Mishrei Dirav. The Amar Kol HaNedaros Aldaz Bailahino Dereth. That means, since she knows she's being supported, we had this a few days ago, since she knows she's being supported by this guy, so her Nedarim are with that in mind, and therefore he has the right to be married for them. Right? Now, that's Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Hoshua, if there's no mimer, there's only his chayvus of mizonos. So then why are we only one brother and not two? According to Rabbi Yoshua, you have to fit all three now. The three tanaim here. According to Rabbi Yoshua, if there's only one brother, then there is a din of hafara, but if there's two brothers, there isn't. Because that means if there's two brothers, one's supporting and one's not, why would hafara not be applicable? So the Ran says, two pshatim, either because mizonos is not a reason. Mizonos is not a reason. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. It's not a reason. Or the Ran gives a second shot because since there's two brothers, okay, like we said before, the relationship is on very shaky ground. Because one of them could always go ahead and give a get. So since it could always go ahead and give a get, what do you mean, I'll das baila? At any minute, this whole thing is over. At any minute, all this waiting around becomes a joke, or becomes over when someone walks out and gives her a get. So since it's on such shaky ground, if there's more than one brother, there's no hafara at all, because there's no mizonos at all. The whole thing is not gonna. There's one brother; he's the only one. Okay. And Rabbi Akiva just rejects the whole idea that mizonos is any chayavus at all. Okay. Now, back to Rav Ami. So Rav Ami said, Tanan, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah said, "Uma im isha shekana la'atzmo." When, what did Rabbi Eliezer and our Mishnah say? When a man marries a woman off the street, harehu made for nedareha, he has the right to be made for her nedarim. Isha shehiknu lo man hashemayim ein odin shemayim for nedareha. So if the woman falls into his lap, Hashem presented her there because by taking the brother, right? So certainly that should be a reason he can be made for the nedarim. So the Gemara asks, "What do you mean Hashem presented her? He did maimer." According to Rav Ami, the E b'sha'as ba maimer. If you had to give maimer in order to create this relationship, kanal, right? The E b'sha'as ba maimer kanal la'atzmo hu. You did it yourself. It's no different than going to any woman off the street. So the Gemara answers, "Hetef true kanal la'atzmo al yedei shamayim." Yes, you went ahead and presented yourself to her, but that's only because Hashem gave her to you first. Right? It's only because Bishamayim, you got there first. How did you get there first? By the brother dying. So yeah, you had to go ahead and stick your hand into your pocket and give her some money. Yeah. But you can only do that because of Shamayim. Now, the Gemara says, let's say, Tipshi Diboy Rabba. We could answer a question that Rabba once had. Rabba had the following question. Maimer le Bishamai, according to Bishamai, who holds that Maimer, this is in Rabbi Ami's world, that Maimer affects a complete Kinyan Kemat. It's mamash like a marriage. So let's say a man gives a woman maimer. Now, Erisin Ose or Nisuin Ose? Does that also, does that work as an Erisin or even as an Nisuin? What does that mean? What it means is, it only means one thing. According to the Ran, it only means one thing. Can you avoid a chuppah? That's all it means. Can you avoid chuppah? Which is a halachic transference, basically, like you're accepting the woman into your rishus. Can you, by giving maimer, can you avoid that? Of course, you have to have a biyah, you have to consummate the marriage. Can you just avoid this chuppah? That's all we're asking. Not more, not less. So the Gemara says, we can answer it. Tif shot, let's respond. D'nisuin osa, that it certainly affects an asu, you don't need a chuppah. Why? D'i erisin osa, if it would only be an erisin. Hatnan, our Mishnah said, but we learned, Nairahamu urasa, if you have a Nairahamu urasa, aviha ubaila nefira nidareha. The father and the husband together have to be made for the neder. Our Mishnah said one word, yefer, meaning alone he could do it. Doesn't that imply that now they're fully married like an Asuin and the father's out of the picture? Because it doesn't say anything about plural. It doesn't say plural language. Only one. Only the husband. Obviously, Maimer is like an Asuin. So the Gemara answers, no, Amar of Nachman Beitzach, my Yefer, what does the word Yefer mean? It means Yefer B'shotfis. It means B'shotfis. Why is it used in singular? Because it's one unit. That's all. It's not a Rai either way. We're not going to get into the Rabbah's question. Fine. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also have another Braisa to support Rav Ami. Tanya Nami Hachi, kid Rav Ami. Unusual. Tanya Nami Hachi, that Rav Ami's right. Why? Because you have a brayso that says as follows: Shemeres Yavam. If a woman is awaiting Yibum Echad Ben Shnei Yibmin Ben Yavam Echad Ben Shnei Yibmin, whether there's one husband, one man, one brother, or two, Rabbi Elazi Omer Yefer, there's a hafara. Rabbi Hoshua Omer LaEchad V'lo LaShnayim, only for one, not for two. This is verbatim the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo LaEchad V'lo LaShnayim, not for either of them. Amr Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Akiva, "Uma im isha. What about a woman? A regular woman. She ain't lo chelek ba. A man walks down the street, sees a woman. He has nothing to do with that woman. Ad shelo tavo l'reshuso, until she comes into his reshus, meaning until he's mekadesh her, they have no relationship at all. Misha bas l'reshuso, once she comes into his reshus, nigmar lo, it's now finished, meaning the relationship is now complete. Toisha, so a woman, sheyesh lo chelek ad shelo tavo l'reshuso. There is no relation. There is a relationship before anything is done. Meaning, there's a zika. There is a relationship. There's a zika. Misha bas l'reshuso. So then, when there's a maimer, when there's a completion of that act, ain't no din shetigmalo. So certainly, can't the brothers be mefer? Much, much stronger. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, lo. No, what are you talking about? Ima marta b'isha shekarnahu la'atmo. In a case of a regular woman, shekashem she'ein lo chelek ba. Kach ein la'cherim chelek ba. Just like a regular woman, you have nothing to do with her, neither does anyone else. Tomar b'isha shekhnu lo menashamayim. But when a woman is presented to you, when she becomes a yavama, shekashem she'yesh lo ima chelek ba. Just like you have a relationship with her, Yesh lacherim chelek ba. So too, everyone else has a relationship with her also. Meaning, there's a whole bunch of brothers here. So it's weaker. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, divrecha b'shnei yivmin. Yeah, what you said is true. It's just two yivmin. Ma'ato meishav al yibam echad, yavam echad. What about if there's one? So we said that already. That's not an end. That's not a response. Amale, so Rabbi Akiva says back, Klom chelkenu al yavam echad v'al shnei yimin. Do we ever have a distinction between one and two? One brother or two brothers? Is there any halachic distinction? There's no halachic distinction. Ubein shiyasa b'maimer, bein shelo asa b'maimer. What about if there's maimer or not maimer? Is there any difference ever? B'shamai, we don't like B'shamai. Rabbi Eliezer, we said halak, but he's a shamuti. He's a B'shamai's Talmud. No one else is a B'shamai's Talmud. So Rabbi Kiva says, it's not, we never make distinctions like that. Umishar devarim kein nedarim b'lashan hazeh. Just like nothing else changes, so too nedarim doesn't change. No difference. Amar Ben Azai. So Ben Azai gets up and says, Chaval Olecha Ben Azai Shaloshim Eshet Rabbi Akiva. Woe is to me that I didn't serve under Rabbi Akiva. I wasn't Zoche to come up on my own with such godless. What's the godless? We'll do that tomorrow. Basically, what the point of this is, Rabbi Eliezer didn't answer back to Rabbi Akiva, and neither does Rabbi Yoshua. They both don't answer back.
The press explicitly states it as Maimon.
Right. That's exactly, it's a proof in Ravani. That's about Maimon. But the point is, neither of them got the last word in. Which means we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, he's the one who got the last word in. Okay, stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. I said it right.